Welcome to Shards of Light, Voices of the Blind and Vision Impaired, a showcase for the talents of the visually impaired citizens of Virginia. This project is funded through a generous grant from the Virginia Board of the Blind and Vision Impaired. Today in the studio, my guest is Mr. Leonard Brown. He's a musician, songwriter, composer, and we're going to get into, you know, his story, and we're going to start out with Leonard giving us a general sense of who he is. A little intro, Leonard.
Hi, I'm Leonard Brown, a.k.a. Sire L. Brown, CEO of Sire L. Brown Production. And I've been a songwriter ever since 1983. Yes, that's about how long I've been a songwriter and a composer. And I've been around the Richmond area for quite a long while. I sung at various places with various people from the Richmond area. Now they're stars. With permissions and everything, I care not to mention names, but I enjoyed them wherever they are.
And you had a group at one point in time, correct?
Yes, I played with several groups in the Richmond area. I started with a group called RV Royalties, and that was in the 80s.
Now, they were, again, RV Royalties?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And that was in the 80s. I wrote a song called I'm Flying High, you know. And I moved into the 90s with a guy. He was a harmonica player. He was phenomenal. And he and I wrote a song called Kool-Aid No Sugar.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a funny song.
Oh, no. Hey, it had meaning.
Okay.
That was the premise. That was back in the days when there was poets. And I recall a place called The Bird in Hand, if you all recall that.
I do remember that.
Okay. I was writing songs, and I wrote a song for a group called Tattoo, which means three in Swahili.
Okay.
And it was a trio. And I wrote a song called Lover from Mars.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You told me about that one before. Okay.
Yes.
Kind of similar to the book, Men Are from Mars or Venus and Women Are from the Other One?
Men Are from Venus and Men Are from Mars.
Okay. Very good. Let me jump in here for a second.
Sure.
Okay, Leonard, yes. Go back and tell us a little bit about where you grew up and your a little bit about your background there.
Right. Well, I was born in Richmond, but my parents were from Dinwiddie County.
Okay.
My dad was from New York, Buffalo, New York, and my mom was from Dinwiddie County.
All right.
So I grew up in Dinwiddie. I'm kind of what they call city, country, city. We lived in Buffalo during the 70s, around 75, and we migrated back to Dinwiddie.
Okay.
So I went to public schools out in Dinwiddie as opposed to New York schools.
Okay, okay.
And I was a shy, but I wasn't an introvert.
Yeah,
I wasn't introverted.
Okay.
I was outspoken. I played football. I Pop Warner.
Okay, okay.
And I played junior high football.
Right.
And up until high school, which is a story, I went with some friends of mine, and they were in a higher grade than mine. So I went with them to the recruiting station at school. And so
By recruiting for what now?
Recruiting for the Army.
Oh, recruiting, right. Recruiting for the Army, okay.
Yeah. And so, you know, I was kind of scared and paranoid, so they were in a higher grade than myself, and they said, let's go to the recruiting office and skip school. So, hey, I joined them, and we all went. And what happened was I passed the test. But they were saying, hey, man, we weren't supposed to pass the test, man. We was skipping school.
Okay.
And so, hey. But nevertheless, when I got home, mother said, she said, hey, the phone has been ringing off the hook. So they wanted me to join the military.
Join up, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't even know you were doing that.
Yeah, yeah. But okay. Hey, I was 17.
Okay, okay.
And I looked at it, you know, and mom said, hey, what you going to do? I said, hey, mom, you got 5 kids here. And eliminating one from the table, you know, would do okay. You good.
Okay.
And so
economic relief for her.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And so she signed me up, and okay. I said, hey.
Okay, let her look. I, on that note, talking about your mom, those early days, can you hit us with a short version of I Remember?
Yeah, yeah. And now this is a song that I wrote on my album called One Man, One Mic, and One Guitar. And it's an a cappella song, but it pertains, you know, to how I grew up. Okay, I'm going to sing it a cappella. And it goes a little something like this. I remember when I was a young boy running through the weeds, skipping stones from the mow pond, climbing an apple tree, fishing and catching fireflies, tying string to a June bug's leg, loving, laughter, and good times were all we ever had. I remember the days were long, and the nights were warm, and the songs that Grandma sang, yeah. I cry when I remember, but Lord, those days are gone. When Mama went down to the water to wash her bats of clothes, they hung them out in the sunshine where we all played outdoors. Still in a sip of moonshine, rolling a cigarette, Well, there's a kiss and a prettiest girl while the other boys take the bed. Pulling the wings off a butterfly's tying string to a June bug's leg. Love and laughter and good times were all we ever had. Okay. I remember the biscuits and jam, a dog named Sam, and the songs that Grandpa hummed, yeah. I cried when I remember, but Lord, those days is gone.
Okay, Lenny.
When Mama went down to the waters to wash her batch of clothes, she hung him out the sunshine while we all played outdoors.
Okay. No, I really love that song, and I love to hear you sing it, because I feel like I'm sensing the soul of Leonard Brown. You know, the guy running around with knot knees and dirt all over his legs and whatnot.
Red dirt.
Red dirt. Okay, that's right. Red dirt. And I could even smell, I feel like I could smell the laundry blowing in the breeze and whatnot. Now, that's great. Now, at this time, Leonard, share a little bit about your vision challenges. So people can know a little bit about that and why you decided to be a part of this.
Well, when I was threatened by the doctors that, hey, you're going to lose your sight, and when and if, you know, they don't know, but it's going to happen inevitably. I can't say I prepared for it. No one I know did prayer for it, but all in all, I was in the midst of all the things that were I was into. I was, at the time, I was going to Virginia State College because I found out that I could, at the age of 60, I could go for free. So, hey, I took that on. And then I had an apartment where I was putting my production business together. And I had it as a home-based business. And it was LLC, so it was resident in Petersburg. So all these things were coming together, you know, for me. But my music instructor, she said, Mr. Brown, you, what's happening with your sight? Because you can't read the symbols on the manuscript. And I was like, it was falling off the page and I couldn't control it. And she said, well, you need to get your eyes checked.
Now, let me jump in. This was how long ago?
That was in 2022.
Okay, so just a couple of years ago, about three at this point. Okay.
So I went to the optometrist, and he said, hey, man, you're blind. I said, oh, no. So I went to the VA, and as far as what they could do for me as far me being blind, and they said, well, we could send you to a blind rehab that they have in Cleveland, Ohio. And so I journeyed there, and they helped me gain my independence, you know. So when I got back from a 3-month tour, I got to the VA and they was saying, hey, you need some more intense training? And so I said, yeah. And well, they said, hey, sign up for BDBI.
Okay.
So, hey, I said, yeah.
And let me interject something. So when you said a three-month tour, you're not talking about a music tour.
No.
You're talking about the what you did up in Cleveland in regards to the training.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
At the VA hospital in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay,
yeah.
Right,
yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there I went, and here I am.
Okay.
You know.
And so you currently are taking classes at DBVI, Department of the Blind and Vision Impaired.
Yes.
Now, also explain how aphasia came into some of your maladies, or if you will. Was that a part of the blindness or not, or what? And tell people what aphasia is.
Aphasia is a term given to Alzheimer's patients and people with cognates. And I avoid that. I've been to speech services, and I avoided that by singing.
Okay, so aphasia is a brain disorder or resulting from some day of brain disorder that affects the speech.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, let me back up, rewind. I experienced strokes. I'm a stroke victim. And I endured aphasia by my strokes.
Okay.
And
so that was the result of the strokes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And one of the doctors said, hey, you sing? I said, yeah, I sing. And they said, hey, because I was stuttering, you know,
mm-hmm.
I had to repeat everything I said because in my mind, I would hear it and say it, but I had to repeat it so I could understand what I said.
Okay.
So that was the gift that. But the thing is, when I started singing and vocally talking to people, it doesn't go away, but it helps me to cope with it.
Well, I was telling Leonard the other night, like I just noticed, because I'm listening to his album that he had, and I said, well, it's interesting that even when he sang for me when I met with him, I don't hear the stuttering, if you will, or any kind of speech impediment. So it's kind of interesting when you're saying you don't hear it as much as when you're just talking, yes. And that was part of the therapy, in a sense.
Yes.
That helps. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Why don't you roll into the second song we talked about? A little bit of that.
Okay, hey.
As you put on your makeup, with places to venture. you see, I'm all caught up. Without you, it's torture, and it's killing me. But what do I say? Please don't forget about me, 'cause you make me feel like I've never felt before. And every time you leave my house, I'm afraid I won't see you no more. Oh, come back, baby, come back, baby, come back, baby, come back, baby, come back, baby.
I was pleased that you agreed to come on the show and be interviewed. What was the reason why you really wanted to do this?
Well, the reason I was wanted to do this because I, being that I work with a couple of veterans that still feel self-conscious of their abilities. And you giving a platform for those who do have talents and everything. And I'm not saying that I'm the first, but I'm calling them out as far as say, hey, if I can do it, you can do it. And here's the avenue to do it. Mm-hmm. And he's providing a platform. And I, God bless you, bro.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Where can people either hear your music or get a hold of the CD?
Well, the CD is fairly new. It's called One Man, One Mic, and One Guitar. You could email me at LB. OFSOUND63@gmail.com. Or you could Facebook me at Leonard Brown, or you could Google my name, Leonard R. Brown, and you'll pull up a song called Lover from Mars, I Know You Want It, or Come Back Baby. Okay. One of those songs will point you to me.
Okay.
Enjoy.
All right, very good. Thank you, Leonard.
Yes, I'm on top of the world.
Okay. All right, very good. Okay, for those of you that would like more information about Shards of Light, Voices of the Blind and Vision Impaired, reach out to Virginia Voice at 804-266-2477 or email me, Lamont Crowley, at myvoiceforsoul@gmail.com. That is myvoice4sol@gmail.com. Or text me at 804-514-5890. This project is funded through a generous grant from the Virginia Board of the Blind and Vision Impaired. And until we meet again, take care and be well.